America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Tensions high in the Ukraine. Closer to home in these United States. It's more like snow rage. Oh, the white stuff. Dumping all over the East Coast, along with ice in the Midwest and low temperatures in Texas. The same thing. You go from 80 to 17 degrees within 12 hours. Complete insanity. Oh, the mood swings on the people in the United States. 90 plus of us who've had to deal with some wacky weather. Luckily, spring is springing soon, as we're going to have to move the clocks ahead in the next couple of weeks. That's the good news, I suppose, if it follows suit. There could be one or two more storms. But the storm on the horizon has to do with the Middle East, and certainly has to do with the Ukraine, and the fact that Putin is more like a Cold War president kind of guy. 16,000 troops around the Ukraine, no leadership there, and a lack of money. They are drowning in debt, and the debt is due. So as the United States is pledging $1 billion if Congress backs it up, and the European Union trying to do the same and dig into their pockets, along with the International Monetary Fund, you have Putin looking very much like the lead superpower dude in any kind of a screenplay or novel. So it's wild to see the rollback here between Russia and the Ukraine. In fact, NATO's 28 members are going to meet Tuesday on the Russian incursion into that country. President Obama is suggesting, well, if we have to go economic sanctions, we will. No operation at this point. Looking at economic sanctions, and it's a question of where do we go from here? So, by the way, this meeting was requested by Poland under Article 4 of the Washington Treaty. Article 4 of the treaty says that any member can request consultations when their territorial integrity, political independence, or security is threatened. So what they're saying is the developments in and around the Ukraine are seen to constitute a threat in a neighboring allied country and have direct and serious implications for security and stability of the Euro-Atlantic area, which it would be. We're talking about troops in the Crimea, which is, according to the Defense Alliance, a breach of international law. Putin doesn't care. He said he's there to help to make sure things are peaceful and orderly in the Ukraine, while there is this chaos. So in the game of chess, Putin is making the big moves to be kinged. And what are we doing? We're running around like the pawns, playing right into Putin's hand. This intervention over the weekend, huge. Very big. And has rippling effects on us in the United States. You have to think about it. Think of what happened to the Ukraine in the past. Russia's standing in the international community, whether it's being diminished or not, they don't seem to care. So while the U.S. is suspending preparations for the Group of Eight economic summit in Sochi this summer, which is one of the things that's threatened and now on the table, probably what happens is more than a suspension is probably going to be a pullout. And that's what they're going to do to Russia. And the other economic sanctions at this point are being discussed and have been suggested. So is Putin nervous? Is Putin confident? And does he hold ultimately the best hand at the table? I think he holds the best hand at the table. China already saying that they are backing Putin for the reasons of why Russia is in the Ukraine. And in the meantime, the people so far are just aren't doing anything. It's a very tension-filled, nervous situation, I guess, is the best way to put it. And is Putin undermining any possible democracy in the Ukraine? And you'd have to say yes. You'd have to say yes at this point. I mean, he's been a threat for a long time. Now he has a land grab. So this is just what we're seeing come to fruition. Yankovic, being ousted by Parliament, gave him the opening. So resetting and resetting is not working. And I think now more than ever, we need to up our game. We do. We need to up our game. While we're talking about slashing military budgets and everything else, you see how this is playing out in the Ukraine. And you see the way Putin's looking versus the way the United States is looking. You might think I'm off balance in my point of view. You might see it a different way. Obama warning Russia of sanctions and all of that, and isolation, being politically and economically isolated, was the right move and was enough of a pushback. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think the people in the Ukraine are worried. I think that the Russian soldiers are very visible. And while Russia says that they're looking for a way to not have any kind of a crisis escalate, I think they're looking for an in. And is this too high of a price for Russia? Apparently not. At least at this point, it's not. So, our credibility-wise, is Russia's credibility at stake? Is our credibility at stake? There are a lot of questions surrounding these moves. There really are. So far, I think our reaction has been a little vague. I think you have to clearly draw the line. I mean, what are the Chinese thinking? The Chinese and the Japanese are having their own tug of war over territory and watching what's happening with Russia in the situation with the Ukraine. Well, we're on the clock. Time is ticking, that's for sure. What the U.S. response will be, everybody will be watching. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We've been talking about the case of Nix versus Hedden, which forced our Supreme Court to decide whether a tomato was a fruit or a vegetable. Justice Horace Gray had ruled that all that mattered was the category of a tomato that was likely in the minds of the congressman who passed the Tariff Act. They would have thought the common belief, a tomato is a vegetable. The lower court was right. Nix had to pay. So does history matter? Well, it mattered to the New Jersey legislature in 2003 when a representative proposed that the Jersey tomato be designated as the state fruit. That initiative failed. But 2 years later, tomato fans promoted the Jersey tomato again, this time as the state vegetable. Supporters of Assembly Bill 3766 cited Judge Gray's opinion in the 1893 case to support the idea that the tomato was a vegetable, and the bill passed into law. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Get past the beef, get past the history, man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Run down your good foot, don't say ow, ow. But so the people I know the way it's about.
Jersey tomatoes, yeah, vegetable or fruit, of course, it's the garden state, and it is about the tomatoes. It's a vegetable, for goodness sake. So look what they were arguing over there, just a piece of legislation trying to decide on the tomato. Those were the days when that was the biggest decision you had to make, huh? Coming up, we're going to talk about Obamacare, the guy who wrote the book on Obamacare, really figuring it out. You want to talk about analysis? I mean, it is absolutely crazy the amount of analysis that went into this book. I mean, it truly, it is like the Bible of trying to understand the Affordable Care Act and what it means when you pick certain policies and what happens when you don't and, you know, the small fine now, but what does it go up to? I mean, every in and out that you could possibly think of throwing at you, we'll actually uncover a bunch of that here. And I'll tell you, with this deadline coming so close, the it couldn't be bigger, the best Obamacare guide. And this is a guy who, oh my gosh, did, you know, 15,000 hours of research on it. I can't say enough about Don Silver. He is, I think he's the biggest expert, period, on it. Maybe more than the people who completely put the thing together. I am not kidding you. People go to him in Washington. People all over go to him. But anyway, he's going to tell us some of the things that you need to know. For sure. So that's coming up in our next segment. Yeah. It's, I mean, you'd be surprised because the emails that we've gotten, how many of the emails have been on trying to figure it out? I don't understand. I thought I was getting this, but I'm not getting this. You know, so it varies from, person to person as to how it's, you know, how Obamacare is affecting them or if they already have insurance, you know, the myriad of things that we have been through on the show. Coming up next. And then at the tail end of this hour, we've got the mailbag. A lot of comments. A lot of things to talk about from the mailbag for sure. Some of it centers around the Ukraine because people questioning how Putin looks more presidential than our president or what do I think is going to happen and all the mishmash in between for sure. In the meantime, I wanted to mix in a couple of other things that happened on the day. And, you know, Washington was at a standstill because of the snow. They were socked in. Planes weren't getting in and out. There was plenty of opinion coming out of Washington, but nothing was happening, of course, on the Hill as there was too much weather. The weather shut everything down pretty much. The government was out. It was, I think, the worst storm that they had probably of the season versus what everybody else was getting was, you know, a little bit different. So anyway, some of the ins and outs that I wanted to mix in include a follow-up to something that we talked about that is so difficult to even fathom as I stretch my mind around this. The thoughts are not great. Do you remember seeing on... I'm sure it's played all over the place. You know, pick your poison, whatever it is that you were watching tube-wise. Remember the couple that caged the children? They were adoptive parents. They were adopting foster kids. And they had 11 children that had to sleep in cages by these parents. They got a $2 million settlement with an Ohio county where three of them lived before they were placed in the home. And they were outfitted with wire and wood enclosures. I mean, they were like kept like chickens. It was sickening to see. And you have to really go back to this to remember the photos and the video. This happened in 2005. It's been that long. And look how long it's taken with all the lawsuits and everything. And the kids, the adopted and the foster children, were 1 to 14 years old. It was very, very sad to see this. The adoptive parents, Michael and Sharon Grayville, spent 2 years in prison for abusing some of the kids. Oh, this is heartbreaking. I mean, terrible, terrible to imagine what those kids went through. So at least some money finally comes back out of this, I guess. But, I mean, the scars, you know, it doesn't matter. You can throw whatever money you want at it, and perhaps it's a little bit of salve on the wound, but it's not... It's not going to cure what happened to those children. The county has to pay $100,000. The rest comes from the insurers. And then the rest comes from, you know, it's all part of that settlement they agreed to in 2010. And they ended up, now how did the kids end up in this home? And how do they not know this? That's what I don't understand. I mean, I thought there was, I mean, obviously things can fall through the cracks, but I thought for sure with the way some of these programs are run, how do they not discover that? How do you not unravel that mystery of what's happening there? I don't understand. I don't understand how that, of all the things that could happen, 11 kids, how does that fall through the cracks? How does nobody find out until it's so late in the game. How does nobody find out what happened there? I don't get it. I mean, again, so there's some money awarded here. That's a good thing. But in the end, it's never, ever, ever enough. Never enough. All right, I think we're going to try to sneak in a call here. I don't have this person up. Matt, who are we going to? Pete in Texas, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Oh, this Putin guy, he is a power-hungry freak.
He is a power-hungry freak.
Then that'd be more oil and gas, Russia, and then they'll send it over to China. Money is power, and power is money.
Well said. I like that. Money is power, and power is money.
but that's, and that last guest about the guy off the grid, that was cool. What is synergy anyway? That solar power?
Synergy is when we all get together and we use whatever we're good at so that we can all pull our resources together when we're out in the sticks somewhere. Because this is the way we got to live. You know, like he said, somebody's good at one thing, another person's good at another thing. So you've got people in your community that can help out.
Oh, okay. Like I'm having to do now. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's synergy, exactly.
Now I can put a name to it.
Yep. It's pretty, I mean, you know, he's right about the things that are happening, and it's very scary, I think.
Oh yeah, he's on target with what he's doing. I've been getting ready since 1984.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah. It's smart. It's smart to be prepared. There's no question.
I'll let y'all go. Goodbye.
Bye, Pete. All right. So, you know, Pete says same thing. Look at how Putin, I mean, two different things, but look at Putin and compared to what is happening with, you know, our response so far at this point. He is really pushing us around. Or, I don't know, is he, I mean, he's definitely playing chess. Is he running us around in circles, or is it the other way around? The definitive book on understanding Obamacare, that conversation coming up next.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This guy is an encyclopedia, spouting a wealth of knowledge on Obamacare. He's an expert on the Affordable Care Act. I mean, seriously, folks, and a lot of you have written me tons of emails about problems that you're having, what's going on, what's going to happen, on all aspects of this and from all corners of the U.S. here on America Tonight. So I don't waste any more time. Let's go to Don Silver. As I said, he is an expert. He's the author of The Best Obamacare Guide. Don, thanks for coming back on ATN.
Pleasure to be with you again, Kate. Thanks.
All right, so now here we are a couple of months down the road, even since our last conversation, and I get the feeling, this is just from a lot of the emails that I've received, that people are flat out confused. They're confused on their coverage. Let me just give you a sample. I got this email from Sue who says, Kate, I don't understand. I got Obamacare. It was Blue Cross Blue Shield. Now they're saying my doctors aren't in the right networks and all this sort of stuff, and it's not covered. I actually went to an appointment the other day, and I would have had to pay cash. So there is confusion, isn't there?
Tremendous confusion, and part of it, you know, is due to the rollout of the various changes, but also there's confusion in the doctor ranks and hospital ranks, because in some cases, doctors and hospitals don't even know if they're enrolled in certain plans, and it's very difficult for individuals because just about all the websites lack the proper search tools where people can see what the networks are, what doctors are covered under each plan, what hospital, because it can vary from plan to plan within even the same company. And then another important factor is that the prescription drugs are not always easy to find out what's covered. And it's really tough because under Obamacare, in general with networks, if you're out of network for something, you're out of luck and you're out of pocket. There are some exceptions with certain policies, but it's really tricky for people and they have to do their homework before they sign up.
So this kind of leads into the next question, same thing. What are some more of those key surprises in the law that are popping up for people?
Well, one big surprise is people think they can sign up at any time and get coverage, so they'll wait till they get sick and they sign up. Well, that's not how it works under the law. There is what's called an open enrollment period that started in October of last year, and it's going to run through the end of this month. So if people want to get coverage through an exchange, either the ones run by the federal government or by the states, they need to sign up no later than March 31st. And if they wait that long, coverage would start May 1st. Otherwise, to get exchange coverage, they would have to wait till 2015, January 1st, to have coverage effective. Now, it was supposed to be that the same rule would apply for buying insurance directly from an insurance company, that March 31st would be the deadline. But there was just a bulletin issued by the Centers of Medicaid and Medicare Services last week that said it may be possible for private insurance companies to sell insurance after March 31st if the insurance companies want to do so. So it's very confusing for people because the rules just keep on changing with this. And so it's very tough. That's actually why I include free updates with my book. If people, you know, sign up, I give it an email address, because there are developments sometimes day to day, sometimes week to week, if you want to be up to date on all this, Kate.
Oh, absolutely. And they can get your book on Amazon, right?
Right. Amazon, yeah. Barnes & Noble, iTunes.
Yeah. The cost of the premium always seems to be a big concern to people. And of course it is, because they have children or they can't afford to get the insurance versus they have to pay this bill, that kind of thing. You know, everybody's concerned about the premiums. But besides looking beyond the premiums, what else should people look for when, and you said this, you got to do your homework. What are some key things people should look for when picking a health care policy for them?
Okay, besides premium, you're going to want to look at the deductible, the copays, the coinsurance, and the out-of-pocket maximum. So under Obamacare, there are two possible subsidies, one to reduce the premium cost, and then a second one that can reduce the out-of-pocket cost so that, in some cases, the insurance company will be paying up to 94% of the cost. Now, to get the second kind of subsidy, the one that can reduce out-of-pocket maximums and increase how much insurance companies pay, that's only available if people buy a silver plan on the exchange. And it may be possible to get this in certain limited circumstances if you buy off the exchange. But in general, make sure you check out whether you qualify for a silver plan subsidy for reducing costs. There are four kinds of plans in general, the bronze, the silver, the gold, the platinum, and all those qualify for the premium subsidy. But all these come in with dollar limits. You can only earn so much to get the benefits, and there are different limits for the cost-sharing subsidy as well as the premium subsidy. So people, though, need to track through and see, because they may be better off getting a more expensive silver policy premium-wise compared to a bronze or a catastrophic policy, because the policy will pay so much more in the way of benefits. But don't stop at looking just at the premium cost.
Yeah, look beyond that. Yeah.
Right. And, people do need to keep in mind that there can be a penalty if they don't sign up and have coverage, sign up by March 31st. And the penalty is relatively low for 2014. It's the greater of $95 or roughly 1% of household income, and that multiplies year by year. It practically triples in 2015 and then doubles again in 2016, where the penalty can be up to $695 for an individual or $2,085 for a family, or 2.5% of household income, the greater those two amounts. The penalties are going to be much stiffer starting in 2015 and especially 2016.
Yeah. And it's interesting you explained the plans to really look at that. If you think you're getting something cheaper, but you actually might have a lot of visits. Somebody told me the other day, like their deductible, and they wanted me to ask you, this was, I want to say, $5,000 or $6,000, but then do they even get copays if that's what the deductible is?
Well, it varies with the plan. So in most cases, you're going to be paying out-of-pocket up to the deductible. There are some plans that do provide for copays along the way. And in general, there's an out-of-pocket maximum of $6,350 for an individual and double that, $12,700 for a family. Oh. That's for in-network services. So, again, you go see a doctor, go to a hospital that's not in a network, you can be paying potentially an unlimited amount.
Mm.
And people, when they're looking at plans, need to see if they're taking prescription drugs, how they're treated under the plan. Because they can be classified in different ways. They can be called specialty drugs, which are very expensive. And in many states, there's not a limit in how much can be charged. Other states, like New York, limit it to $70 as the limit pay for a specialty drug. So you want to see, where are my doctors on these plans? Where are my hospitals? And how are my drugs treated? Because it may be, even though you're staying with the same company you had before, under the Affordable Care Act plan, your drugs may be classified in a different way. So that's part of the homework up front.
Yeah, so watch that. That's great advice. Obviously, you talk at length about that in your book. How do the subsidies actually kick in? How does it work? It's what, you know, this is massive confusion, too, and I've actually gotten a bunch of emails on that.
Okay. So for a premium subsidy, this is to reduce how much you're paying each month on your premium.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy on an exchange, and again, there are certain new rules that may apply for purchases directly from insurance companies, but in general, it's directly for buying on an exchange. And an individual can qualify for a subsidy earning up to around $46,000 in 2014, and that'd be household income. And then for a couple, it would be $62,000 roughly, family of four, $94,000. The higher your income, the lower the subsidy. Now, the second subsidy, the one that cost-sharing one that reduces your out-of-pocket maximum, so potentially the out-of-pocket maximum of $6,350 could go down by almost two-thirds to $2,250. That's for an individual earning around $28,700. And then $10,000 per additional person in the family. So a couple around $38,700, $800, family of four around $58,900. And again, go ahead.
I'm glad you broke that down. That's what I wanted to, you know, talking about exactly what somebody makes, because that's where I think that confusion comes in.
Yeah, and income is defined in a different way, actually in different parts of the law. So they're looking at household income, so they're looking at all the family members that are involved with a tax return, looking at their income, and then there are a couple big surprises. One is that if you are receiving Social Security, and it could be you're getting early Social Security or your spouse is getting normal Social Security, any untaxed portion is added to the amount of income. So in many cases, for income tax purposes, very little Social Security is taxed for income tax purposes. That untaxed portion is added on to household income for determining whether you qualify for a subsidy. So it can be very important where some people might say, oh, I want to take Social Security early at age 62 because I need the money. They may be giving up as big or bigger subsidy by doing so, by boosting the family income. So there's something to think about before you take Social Security, especially, you know, before normal retirement age, especially.
Yeah. I can't say enough of great things about Don Silver. He spent so much time really analyzing and pulling this together. Pick it up, the best Obamacare guide, and get it, as you heard him say, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can get any books, wherever books are sold. Thanks so much again for coming on, Don, and breaking it down.
Thank you again, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she...
All right, we're making that final turn here down the straightaway to the end of this hour of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you in those nooks and crannies. As I am so fond of saying here in the show, once again, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the mail. So let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thanks. This one from Porter, who says, Kate, I'm tired of shoveling snow. I've never written or called your show. I do listen from time to time. My schedule's kind of all over the place, but when I can, I listen and I like it. I'll tell you what, there is nothing like shoveling. It has nothing to do with exercising. I can see how people have had heart attacks. I'm in pretty decent shape, but time and time and time again, piling it up, and I'm telling you, I live in the heart of this sucker. Living in the Northeast, it has been brutal. I can't wait till spring and in the summer. I don't care if I fry. I'd rather fry than be in the middle of this any day. How about you? Yeah, I like how you turned that around at the end. I used to think that I like to be cold, but after a while, when you live in an area where it's a little more mild, I don't know. I think it's I like snow, but not to the extent of where my old hometown is getting so much in South Jersey and Philadelphia. I wouldn't want to be dealing with that, frankly, having to clear the snow and deal with navigating the areas to try to get around. And yeah, I wouldn't not like that. Another one here about the weather. This one from Slammin' Sam, who says Boy, people complaining about the weather. Doesn't matter. If it were 70 degrees and sunshiny, people complain that it doesn't rain. Just talk to the people in California. Deal with it, folks. This is life. We have seasons, and this happens to be a rough one. Okay, so deal with it. Easy to say if you don't have to shovel, right? We know in the end, when you're right about this winter, it's going to be about how cold it was, there were all kind of records that were broken, and the amounts of snowfalls and the ice and the craziness in Atlanta and Raleigh. Those will be the top headlines. In fact, we're a couple of months into the new year. At the end of the year, when they say, what were the big stories in 2014? Weather, people won't forget it. Weather, especially the cold weather, will be a big part of that. It makes at least the top 20. I guarantee it. Guarantee that that's going to happen. Be one of them. This one from Crater, who says, Kate, did you see the Oscars last night? Or at least you know what happened at the Oscars. Were you surprised 12 Years a Slave got Best Picture? I thought it was pretty good. It was very, very depressing, however. Although the love was spread around with Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto getting Best Actor and Supporting Actor for the movie that they were in. I didn't want to really see it, but then my girlfriend dragged me out, and I have to say it was pretty darn good. By the way, I didn't watch the awards, just got the cliff notes, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. 12 Years a Slave is the Best Picture. The story was real. The adaptation was good. I'm not surprised. It was on the list to win a few things, and some awards it didn't, and some awards it did. And so I would say Best Picture is always the big one. That's a big deal that it got Best Picture. And, you know, it has to do with producing and writing and making it happen. And I guess this thing was really tossed around a lot. And then Plan B, the company that Brad Pitt started, and that was finally the one that brought it to the screen, because, you know, it's not just about making the pictures now, it's like a business where it costs so much to make a movie. Even this Veronica Mars movie that's coming out, they went on Kickstarter to raise some of the money, so you got to have the backing, you got to have people that believe in it and think that it's going to at least make its money back and then some. And that's what happened with 12 Years a Slave. It didn't look like it was going to get made. Okay, here's one from Jake listening to us in Austin. My usual, Kate, the Air Force investigating those cadets, whether they cheated in chemistry class. Boy, it seems like there's a lot of cheating going on. I think I've heard you talk about a couple of other things that have happened on that front. What is it? Not enough people want to join, so the cream of the crop isn't the cream of the crop anymore. What's going on with that? Of course, cheating is forbidden. They're going to boot you out. It's that whole honor code thing. But and these are freshmen, so they're cadets. I guess they could put them on probation. However, I mean, that's a whole bunch to be in that situation. I mean, what did I say? 40 cadets is what he said? 40 cadets, something like that? That's crazy. They copied some lab report assignment or something, figuring they weren't going to get caught in the whole chemistry thing. Yeah, can't cheat. If you're going to cheat, you better be really clever. And for 40 people to cheat, you start to compare grades and what they got before, and it's pretty easy to figure it out. I think, you know, ultimately, that's the problem, right? You're not getting away with that. No way. So what I think is, it's too bad. I mean, cheating's no way to go, really, if you're trying to get through there, push through. And like I said, not the smart kind of cheating, the one for all. We got to figure out a way to get through this. So let's do it. Somebody must have had the answers or something, or I don't know. I'm sure if they threw that out there, they must have some pretty good idea that it definitely happened, and they're just trying to dot the I's and cross the T's before they make a decision on what actually will happen with the cadets. How about this one from Alan? Kate, I saw a link to this today. Someone actually sent it to me that there are more billionaires than ever in the world. There's over 1,600 billionaires, and a bunch of them are in the United States. Why don't some of these billionaires try to help out when we get in a pinch in the United States? Bill Gates, I saw, was worth $76 billion, and he is the richest man in the world. Did you realize that? Did you know that? And you've talked about this mogul before in Mexico and how much he's worth. Can't these guys get together and do something to help some of the people who are having problems in the United States and in the world? They do. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates have that initiative where they're helping the kids in Africa. They have some charities in the United States. Do all those billionaires do that? No. But a big chunk of them certainly do. And it's just to fathom, I mean, just put your brain around $74 billion. What would $74 billion look like all laid out? It would occupy every room in my place, I'm sure. I don't know about your crib, but maybe the same could be said. It's a lot of money. And then they give a lot of money. I know the Gates do anyway. They give a lot of money away, and so do a lot of the other people on the list. And they should, because, you know, there's that old saying about to whom much is given, much is expected. And, you know, helping and chipping in to do something to give someone a leg up that they can also help themselves, that is the key. Not just dumping money into things, but actually creating something of worth that helps train or feed or, you know, whatever, people who are struggling. And that, I think that was the whole idea with the Gates Foundation, that they wanted to make a significant dent by actually doing that, training people, helping them, not just writing a check for temporary relief, and then that was that. So it's hard to argue with all of the things that I've read and all the things that I've seen that they've done, that they've been able to accomplish, but still, $75 billion, $72 billion, me oh my. When's the next lottery?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.